We are going to continue the hour by talking with one of our partners here at the station, Jim McNeely of Serve Pro of South Durham and Orange County. ServePROSouthDurham.com is the website. That's Serve without the E, ServePROSouthDurham.com. Go there and find out more about their offerings from mitigation and restoration to reconstruction and everything in between. Jim's here today, though, not to talk about the business, but to talk about some really cool things that they are doing at the business, specifically the third annual Black History Achievement Awards, recognizing a number of local individuals of color who have shined in our community. Jim, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. It is truly an honor once again to be here in the station with you.
Always great to have you here, and it's always fun to have you come in because ServPro is always doing really cool things to contribute to the community and to help out those in need, but also to recognize folks for doing great work. So tell us about the Black History Achievement Awards.
This is our third annual Black History Achievement Awards, and one of the things that our organization looked at was the fact that there are so many extraordinary individuals of color throughout our community that are making a noticeable difference. And they work tirelessly in ways that are sometimes behind the scenes. And what we wanted to do was to be able to recognize them for their work, for the efforts that they're putting forth, and let them know that we see them, that we appreciate them, and that they have high value. So what we did as an organization was we had an award, beautiful, beautiful award that was made. We feature our honorees with not only the award, but a complete bio on them that's featured on our Serve Pro of South Durham Facebook page.
Okay.
And they're also going to be presented with a commemorative booklet along with some special gifts that we have for them.
Are these all folks who are still with us or people from earlier in local history?
No. So these are current individuals.
Okay.
So just to give you a rundown of the 9 individuals that we have for the 2023 calendar year, we have Mr. Anthony Scott, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Durham Housing Authority.
Awesome.
We have Angelique Stallings from the Greater Durham Chamber of Commerce, Bobby Boyles, who is the Resident Service Supervisor of 501 Estates, Lori Blake Reed from North Carolina Central University. We have the Rohifwa Book Cafe. Mm-hmm. We have the Honorable Renee Price. Mm-hmm. We have Fire Chief Vincilian Harris. Mm-hmm. We have Miss Stacy Ramos, who has the Bull City Sweet Shop. We have Dr. Naya Hamlet, who is the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools superintendent.
Yep.
And then to round out our complete slate, and she rounds out our complete slate of individuals.
So businesses in there too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Speaking with Jim McNeely, ServPro of South Durham and Orange County, bringing us this conversation, and you can head to Facebook and find their Facebook page, ServPro of South Durham and Orange County, to get all of this information. What are some of the best stories that you're telling about those 9 people? Who stands out to you?
They're all such amazing, amazing people. Mm-hmm. When you look at the work and the contributions that they're making. And the one thing that's so exciting about, I think, all of the individuals, because I can't just pick just one.
Right.
But what I would say is none of these individuals are looking to get recognition,
mm-hmm.
that they all have a passion for what they do. They're excited to get up in the morning, go to work, and contribute and make a difference. And one of the unique things that permeates the whole entire list of each and every single person is how the impact that they have on the people that they work with, that they all feel like this person makes their day better and inspires them to contribute to the mission, whatever that may be. And that's an exciting thing, because when you have people that are positive, people that are motivated, people that want to touch people's lives, and it's not just the end result that they're looking at. They have their goals, but everybody that's around them, they lift and they elevate mm-hmm. them. That is the story. And this is why we want to let them know that we see it, because the impact that they have goes far beyond what they're able to see, because they're touching people's lives in ways that they don't even know.
Speaking with Jim McNeely of Surf Pro of South Durham in Orange County. Again, you can head to their Facebook page to follow their journey and recognizing all nine of these great folks, the Black History Achievement Awards, third annual awards. They've been doing this for the last 3 years. And not the only thing that you're doing as well. Tell us about First Responders Day, which has been ongoing.
First Responders Day is so much fun. Surf Pro of South Durham in Orange County absolutely loves our first responders. These are people that are so amazing because of the fact that we have our EMTs, we have our firefighters, we have our police officers, we have the sheriff's department, and these individuals give so much to our community. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we try to do is honor them in connection with our association with UNC Athletics. So earlier this month, we allowed all of our first responders that wanted to come to the UNC women's basketball game versus Virginia. We allowed them to come out. They were recognized, and we just had a wonderful time with them. Mm-hmm. Additionally, in the month of March, we're going to also be extending an invitation to our first responders here locally to come out and enjoy a UNC baseball game. And this is a big one because it's UNC versus Duke.
Doesn't get bigger.
Oh, it's going to be a big game. It's going to be a fun game. And like I can say is go Heels.
Nice.
Excited about that. Excited to see our first responders come out and be a part of that.
Other things you got coming up?
The only other thing that we have that is big, I would say we are offering continuing education classes to our local insurance agents that need to keep their continuing education credits up. We just had one earlier in the month on ethics. We're doing an additional one on restorative drying on the 14th of March, and it's free for any of our insurance agents that need to get their continuing education. And the additional thing that we have going on is, as you know, it is Random Acts of Kindness week. It yep. comes up on Friday.
Like Random Acts of Kindness Day is tomorrow. Day is, yeah, Friday. Yeah.
So we are going to be doing a couple of little fun things here and there to show just Random Acts of Kindness.
SurfProSouthDurham.com is the website, and you can go there and find out more. This conversation brought to you by Surf Pro of South Durham and Orange County, from mitigation and restoration to reconstruction. Let them make your mess like it never even happened. Jim McNeely, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It is always an honor and a pleasure to come in and have some time with you.